Hey everyone, and welcome back to Procrastination Punisher, your daily dose of fiery motivation to slay those DDoS and conquer your day. I'm Laura Bennett, your friendly neighborhood productivity guru, here to help you ditch the overwhelm and get stuff done. And speaking of getting stuff done, today we're tackling a classic: to-do lists. You know, those noble intentions scribbled on napkins or hastily typed into apps that often end up more like guilt-inducing reminders than helpful guides. But fear not, my procrastination battling buddies, because I'm about to spill the tea on how to create a to-do list that actually works for you, and it takes just 5 minutes or less. Think of this as your shortcut to productivity bliss. You're busy, I get it. We all are. But trust me, mastering the art of the to-do list is like having your own personal efficiency superpower. So, buckle up, because we're about to dive into 5 golden rules that will transform your to-dos from a chore to a champion's weapon. First things first. Ditch the generic templates and overthinking. Forget about meticulously categorizing every single task into subcategories. That's a recipe for paralysis by analysis, my friends. Keep it simple, keep it focused. Just jot down the bare essentials, the tasks that are absolutely crucial to getting you through the day or week. Next up, prioritize like your life depends on it, because, let's be honest, it kind of does. We all have those tasks that scream urgent. And then there are those lurking in the background, whispering, eventually, maybe. Use a simple system, like numbering your tasks from 1 to 5, with 1 being the absolute top priority. This helps you laser focus on what matters most and avoid getting bogged down by lesser important duties. Now for a secret weapon. Break it down. Those big, daunting projects can feel like Everest, making us want to hide under our blankets and pretend they don't exist. But fear not, my warrior of productivity, because breaking those monsters into smaller, more manageable chunks is your ticket to conquering them. Think of it like leveling up in a video game. Each small task completed brings you closer to a glorious victory. Remember, we're all human, and sometimes life throws curveballs. So, don't be afraid to adjust your list as needed. You know those unexpected tasks that pop up like uninvited guests? Add them in. And if something isn't getting done, reassess. Maybe it's time to delegate, reschedule, or even ditch it altogether. Remember, your to-do list is your friend, not your enemy. Last but definitely not least, celebrate your wins. Each task you cross off is a victory, so give yourself some credit for crushing it. A little self-celebration goes a long way in keeping you motivated and feeling good about your accomplishments. Ever feel like your to-do list is a constant source of anxiety? You know that feeling when you're staring at that endless scroll of tasks, drowning in the pressure to do it all? Well, let me tell you, I've been there. Just last week, I was facing a mountain of deadlines, a blog post due, a podcast episode to record, and a whole bunch of emails needing attention. My brain felt like it was about to explode with information overload. I grabbed my trusty notebook, feeling overwhelmed, and started scribbling down every single thing that popped into my head. You know what happened next? I ended up with this massive list that looked more like a novel than a productivity tool. Feeling defeated, I stepped away from the desk for a few minutes, took a deep breath, and remembered those 5 golden rules we just talked about. First, I ditched the overthinking and focused on the absolute essentials. Recording my podcast episode was top priority. Then I broke down that monster of a task into smaller chunks. Research, scripting, recording, editing. Suddenly, it didn't feel so daunting anymore. By the end of the day, I had not only recorded my podcast episode, but also tackled a bunch of other tasks on my list. It felt amazing. The key takeaway: even small wins can make a big difference. So remember, your to-do list doesn't have to be your nemesis. With these 5 simple steps, you can transform it into a powerful tool that helps you get things done, reduce stress, and achieve your goals. Keep it simple, prioritize like a boss, break down those big tasks, stay flexible, and celebrate your wins. Now go out there and make today awesome. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use some procrastination punishing inspiration. And if you have any tips or tricks for creating killer to-do lists, drop them in the comments below. I love hearing from you. Until next time, keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.